Good Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Reish Samach Gimel Sif Ches, in the middle of page 73 over here. We are talking about Halakas Neris, a bunch of different inyanim in terms of Halakas Neris. Last time, just to remind ourselves, we were talking about over here that if a husband's in one place and the wife's in another place, that still he can be Yotzei Halakas Neris Shams. And it's even though, as some of the Talmidim pointed out, Sifkan Kav Ches, it does not sound like that. Oh, it sounds like when the husband is out, then he has to have his own halakas neros. If you look inside, you've got kilchas, that's what it sounds like. But I showed them the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas. So, if you want the Makor, it's in the second and third. The newest edition doesn't have Chelik Beis yet. It's in Chelik Beis, Perek Mem Hey, Siv Gimel over there. He says, Beferish, that's only talking about when they didn't have light back in the day. When they didn't have back, like they light. Therefore, he had to light a candle, the Iker to Dinah, in order to have Onik Shabbos, like we've talked about many times. Therefore, you would have to make his own bracha on everything. But nowadays, where as long as he's going to have light in the room, which is basically any place that someone's going to be for Shabbos, there's going to be some access to a light. Therefore, he can be Yotzei through his wife's Halakas Neris as long as she's at home, like we talked about last time. Let's move on over here to Sif Ches. Bezo Gimel Balabatim Ochlin B'makom Echad. So you have two or three families, or people are going to light candles. They're all in the same place. Okay, a couple families go away together, whatever it might be, or a family's going to Friday night to a family. They're there before Shabbos, so two women have to light candles. So lechora, one person already lights candles. You might be yotzei. What do you do? Does everyone light candles? Does one person light candles? So says the mechaber over here. There are those who say that everyone makes a bracha on their own halakas neiros shams. There are those who are megamim midover, they disagree that everyone can light. Since one person lights, makes a bracha, there's already light in the house. And therefore, there's no reason why the second person has light, therefore it could be a bracha levatala. V'nachon lizayr, says the mechan. Almost in all places in terms of Hilchos Brachos, he says Savik Brachos Lahakel, and therefore says the Mechaber over here that two women should not light in the same location, the same house, because once one lights, she's really be motzi everyone yedei chumas. Okay, that is the psak of the Mechaber. However, says the Ramah, Aval Anu Ein Noagin Kein. Our minig is not like this. Our minig is, since there's going to be Hosafa of Neros, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, in Sikkatan Lamed Hey, the reason of the first opinion says everyone can light the Komacha Mitosif Orum. All the extra light in the house, Yeshva Shalom Bayis, the Simcha Yaseira, Lanas Orum, Bechol Zavis, and Zavis, and therefore, especially if they light in different parts of it, and it's going to bring more light to that area, so for sure then one could go ahead and light, everyone could light Neros Shams. Okay, so that is the machlokas between the Mechaber and the Roma, and I believe many Svartim are also knowing, like the Roma over here, that the Minhag Maksivim by Svartim, the Pesukei Teshuvos brings out over here, that many Svartim are knowing, like the Roma also, and therefore they would still allow them to go ahead and light candles. Okay, if you took, though, the Pesach of the Mechaber Roma Kipshuto, what should happen is that if you have Svartim and Ashkenazim together, or Svartim and Ashkenazim family together, let the Svartim light first. Okay, so then you yell to the Mechaber for sure. The first one lights has to light with the bracha, and then Ashkenazi can go ahead according to the Ramah. At the end of the day, it seems to be Mova, the Olam, is knowing that everyone goes ahead and lights their own Shabbos. However, there are those who claim, based on this, tomorrow would be the same thing. You go away to a hotel. You go away to a hotel, and many hotels give you one central location, hopefully next to the dining room. Not always the central location where the women are allowed to light candles. Okay, so you have 100 women lighting all in the same place. It's the same machlokas over here. Is that doing anything? Is everyone allowed to make their own brachas? Over there, even more poskim or mar machmir. Okay, there are those poskim who say that you can't really make a bracha on such a lachas neiros because it's not really doing anything. Okay, it's not really adding the 99th woman to light and the 100th woman to light. It's not really adding any more light. And therefore, really, you cannot light candles there. But once again, the psak of Shlomo Zalman, it says that nowadays is the Iker reason for our lakas is not really for the Onik Shabbos purpose, because anyways we have electric lights on anyways, and therefore we're going to have light wherever we're going to go. There's going to be light in the dining room anyways. The Iker is for Kavod Shabbos. Each woman has their own Chobos, the group of the Kavod Shabbos, and therefore the minig is amongst most that they go ahead and light their own candles, even in the central location. Over here, one should be even more makbid, though. Like we said before, that especially in your room, whatever bright light you're going to leave on in the room to light it, become a chalice. Okay, because over there, that's going to be the only light, the only Shabbos, okay, that you're going to be lighting. Make sure that you have light in your room. That should be done, lichvot Shabbos, in order to be part and parcel of your halakas there, so that you get your mekayim, all the dinim of halakas there. Okay? Now, this is another reason why, as I pointed out before, you see over here, the second woman is not really adding anything because it's already light. So too, as I mentioned before, there's a big inyan, okay? It's mentioned in the Shmir Shabbos, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal mentions it over here. I'll read it inside, look inside, Rav Nevinzal, two important ha'aras over here. He says over here, Dibur Maslav and Nachal Nizar, Hayom Shiyesh Or Chashma, nowadays where you have electric lights, Yitakein, Shitzarich Lechabot Ulaachzor V'Ladigo Imaneros, you should turn off your lights and turn them back on with the Lakas Neros. It should be part and parcel of a Lakas Neros. Shabbos would be the lights that you're turning on in your house also, in order to kolel them in your Lakas Neros. Because once again, that's the Iker Onik Shabbos, is the living room, dining room light that's going to be turned on. So turn them on along with a Lakas Neros. Along with the Lakas Neros, they should be turned on. That's what Marei Rabbi Rav Nevinzal is over there. And then he says over here, it sounds like Rav Nevinzal is more machmir than the general minog. He says, he says it's tov, it's not, you have to. That everyone, if you have a bunch of families together, everyone should light together with one bracha. Better for one woman to go ahead and make the bracha and be motzi the other woman in order not to get into suffix brachas over here. That's definitely not the minigal. The minigal is the women all make their own brachas. But if you want to be yotzi at the koladeos, so Nevin Sol brings down the nachon would be to go ahead and to turn off to one woman, go ahead and light for make the bracha for everyone. Everyone then go and light their own candles. One person goes ahead and makes the bracha. Okay, now. A couple of Maisa Shilas over here is, let's say someone is sleeping in their house, like many are knowing through, they sleep in their house, and they're going out for Lel Shabbos. Okay, where does one light Shabbos candles? Where does one light Shabbos candles? So assuming that you turn a light on in your house, assuming you'll turn a light in your house, and you're gonna have light in your house, which is generally, there you have a bathroom light on, a hallway light on, whatever might be in your house, you, according to Marina Rabbeinu Nevinzal, you could light in either place. Either one is lichatchilo. You could either travel before Shabbos and go to the place you're eating Friday night, and the woman could light candles there. Okay? You could light candles there. Okay, then we get into this machlokus over here that we just discussed over here, the menigolim, that everyone makes their own bracha, fine. Or she could light candles at her house and then go ahead and walk to the place they're going to light Lel Shabbos. We'll talk about it. Could she drive afterwards? That we'll get later on in this. Okay, so that is the two options. However, the second option where she's gonna light in her house and go to her friends, it's very important. Either she has to stay in her house until after it starts to get a little bit dark outside so she gets some type of hana from the candles, okay? That she's lighting the candles, so either she has to stay a little bit after she lights until it starts to get dark and then she can go to her friend's house. Or it has to be put enough oil in, or tall enough candles that when they're going to come back from Friday night dinner, they're still going to be lit. Okay, if she's going to light them at Halakas Neres, leave right away, and they're going to go out by the time they come back home, that's nothing, because the candles have not added any oil at all to the house that's not even covered Shabbos. Okay, therefore that is going to be the time, if you want to do light, to light your house, then either the wife or someone in the house has to stay back and at least get some type of hana for the candles, or... And which comes out also lemaisa. If you have a bunch of single guys, okay, the same thing. If you have a bunch of single guys in an apartment, or one single guy, and he's going out for the end of the same thing, is going to apply for him. If he wants a light in his house, he's going to have to go ahead and make sure that he's going to be around the candles a little bit until after nightfall. Us, it's a suffik bracha libatola. Okay, and the same thing applies. If you have single guys sleeping in a house where they light candles, they can either light in their house if they're going to get hung up in the candles, or they can light wherever they're going to eat, or they can mishtat it's beprut in that case, and be yotze through the balasabais. Okay, as we mentioned before, you have in a hotel. Okay, if you're lighting in a hotel. Okay, we said before, lemaisa, one can be stomach and go ahead and light it in the central area. It's not so pashut according to all poskim, but that is the psak of Rishon Lezalman, Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl, that they light in the central area. If the hotel lights you in your room, which almost no hotel is going to, so better to light in your room, or next to the dining wherever you're going to eat, that would be the best, but most places that's going to fire hazard and they're not going to let you light. At least if they don't let you light in your room, you're not allowed to light in your room. Don't go ahead and take your thing, the chumras, you're going to light in your room and the hotel doesn't allow it. It could turn into major chilul Hashem, and obviously sekanas nefashos. You're not allowed to go ahead and do that. If in terms of, let's say there's no central lighting, sometimes the hotels are owned by guys that don't like any candles. What are you going to do for halakas there? Shabbos? So then there's the whole discussion whether you could light on Nerus Chashmal or not. Could you light candles with electric lights? Could you yotzei with that? So that is a major, major machlokas. The end of the day is like this. And for sure, the new type of lights, LED lights, you cannot be yotzei. That's not considered an ish. You are not yotzei with halakas neir shabbos. Also, fluorescence, also not pashut. The only thing that I really discussed in the postgame is really the old time light bulbs that almost no one uses anymore is the incandescent light bulbs. Okay, the ones that burn out after a little bit of time. Okay, the ones that I don't know even if you guys have seen so many of incandescent light, the old fashioned light bulbs. Those are mamish and ish. All the time. Can you make a bracha on that? There are many poskim hold. You can make a bracha on the halakas neiros on that. Also, perhaps neiros chanukah. Also, neiros Shabbos over here. For Shlomo Zalman held that you're not allowed to make a bracha on that because anything that's connected to the chashmal, he holds, is simply since the electric company constantly has to be pouring in electricity in order to keep your lights going at all times. Okay, so every second it's got a new type of chashmal. It's like you only put a tiny bit of oil in, not enough for it to last the amount of time that it has a Shabbos, and it keeps like you keep on adding oil to it. So he holds that anything that's connected to electricity, you cannot make a bracha on it, but Rosh Hashanah, therefore you can make a bracha on a flashlight, since it has a battery. The battery is like full complete, so if you get yourself an incandescent flashlight, you can go ahead and, if you're going away to a hotel and not going to let you light candles, go on Amazon, put in a flashlight of incandescent. You can still probably buy them, probably pretty expensive. You'll find you can buy the last ones in stock. And you can go ahead and light halakas neiros and that, even according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Okay? So that is Sif Ches. Moving on to Sif Tes. Hamadlikim bizobius habayis v'ochli mechatzer. If you're lighting in the house, but you're planning eating that in the chatzer, it's similar to what we said before. You light in the house and you go to someone else's house, you have to be around the Shabbos candle somewhat. Okay, so if you're lighting inside but you're going to eat in the chatzer, in Eina Naroks, Arukos, Shadokos Alay, they're not going to be long, they're not going to last for the nighttime by the time you come in from eating in the chatzer, Habi Bracha Levatala, it's going to be a Bracha Levatala. It's not covered, it's not owning, if you're not going to be around the lights at all after it starts to get dark. Okay, so therefore once again, the ikker place to light candles is by the place where you're going to eat. Okay, that's the best place to set up your Shabbos lift, and therefore the whole Suda you still have. You could still see the candles, they're mostly a little bit of orb, perhaps they're for sure covered Shabbos, then you could see them. That's the best place to have the Halakas Neiros. Back in the day, a lot of people used to light on the Shabbos table itself, okay, especially back in the day when they didn't have electric lights. Okay, but if you're going to light in a place and not be there for at all during Halakas Neiros, then it's a suffix, bracha levatala. You have to be around the candles at some point, like we said before. Let's at least start Sif Yod, and we'll finish off next time an introduction, and this is really the last Sif over here that talks about Halakas Neiros. We'll come back to it in other places, but we're going to get to other topics over here. And that is the machlokas that we've mentioned a couple of times is, does a woman mekabel Shabbos when she lights candles? Is that an automatic Kabbalah Shabbos, or is it not? So this is like many times I've told guys before. When you have long mechabers with many different days, you have to break it up in order to get organized your head, in order to organize this Sa'if. It's not so complicated over here, even though it appears to have four different opinions. It's really two opinions, and within the first opinion, there's two opinions. I don't understand that opinion. What do I mean by this? There's a machlokas between the Bahag and others. Okay, there's a machlokas between the Bahag and Tosfos in the Rosh, whether a woman is mekabel Shabbos when she lights candles, is that a Kabbalah Shabbos or not? According to the Bahag, she's mekabel Shabbos when she lights candles. According to Tosfos in the Rosh, she's not mekabel Shabbos when she lights candles, and therefore she can mekabel Shabbos at a different juncture. Okay, that's the machlokas. Within the Baal Halchas Gedolos, we're going to have a machlokas whether a woman automatically accepts Shabbos, no matter what she does,
Or can she make a t'nai? Could she say, even though I normally say that, right now I don't want to accept Shabbos until later I want to accept Shabbos. Could she make a t'nai to uproot the normal of accepting Shabbos when she lights candles? Let's see this all inside. First, opinions of Baal Hilchos Gedolos. The Baal Hilchos Gedolos is one of the Gedolim, one of the earliest Rishonim. Came and she hid like Ner Shal Shabbos. Chalalav Shabbos and Nasr Malacha. Once someone lights candles, Chalalav Shabbos, and there's an Isser Malacha right away. Okay? Valpizad Noagos. And therefore, according to this, a woman has to be careful. Noagos, Ksas Noshim. She'achar She'berichol, right after they light the candle, the Hidiko and Eros. And they light the candles. Like we know that's what the minhag is. Well, this is the opposite. Our minhag is to do the opposite. First they light the candles, they make the bracha. But for those who make the bracha and then light candles, Mashlichos Arzab Silo Shiadon Shidiko Ba'amenu Mechavos Adam. Right away, she has to let go of the match. Mashlichos Apsil, the wick that she lit the candles with, because right after she lights the candles is the Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay? So therefore she has to let go of the wick right after she's done lighting candles, and let it Michabeba Atzmo, and let it go out itself. Because if she blows out the candles, she's not Michal Shabbos. She accepted Shabbos when she lit the candles. If she would blow it out, it would be problematic. Okay? Rishonos Zalman is gonna point out that nowadays where the woman make the bracha afterwards, really Kabbalah Shabbos only happens after the bracha, and therefore it's not such a problem if they take out the match, or they blow out the match. Okay, many women still put down the match, let the match go out itself, like the Bahagomer. Rishonos Zalman says really you can put it out, since anyways, it's really gonna be Kabbalah Shabbos only when they make the bracha. Okay, so that's the shita of the Bahag. Now the two shitas that have a machlokas within the Bahag. V'yesh omrin. Okay, as the Baragola points out, this is the Gaos Mammonius, and Mordechai's understanding of the Bahag. She tasna, kodim sheidlika, if she makes a t'nai before she might leak Ner Shabbos, she'ina mekal shaz, at sheomer achaz and barchum ol, she's not going to accept Shabbos until the tzibor is accept Shabbos, then that's gonna work. A t'nai works so therefore not to accept Shabbos. V'yesh omrim she'enu mo'ela, but there are other Rishonim, the Kolbo and others, who hold that she cannot go ahead and break this automatic when she accepts Shabbos. Even with a t'nai, it's not gonna help. It's automatically a Kabbalah Shabbos. So we have the Bahag, and two shitas within the Bahag are not understanding. So I have my, shita 1A and 1B over here. Then we get to the second shita that disagrees with the Bahag in general. V'yesh cholkim al Baal Hilchos Gedolos. There are those who disagree with the Bahag. V'orim she'ein Kabbalah Shabbos totally about Hadlakas Aner. Kabbalah Shabbos is not totally on Hadlakas Aner. Ela b'tfilas Arvis when you daven Ma'ariv. We discuss other times also about Kabbalah Shabbos. Bo'ichalo. When the tzibur, when you daven and doing that, or you set the Pani Shabbos yourself on Yom Kabbalah Shabbos Kodesh, those are a Kabbalah Shabbos, but not Hadlakas Aner. She'kev and Shamar Achazim Baruch. I call Porshim Melachlan once they say Baruch. We saw earlier on, also, that's when there's a Kabbalah Shabbos. Ulididan, came and she chil Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Ha'vek Baruch Lididu. And us, we can say Mizmor Liyom HaShabbos, that's like Baruch Lididu, and therefore that's the real Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay? That's the real Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay, so that is the different shitas set up over here. Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll get to Allah Lamaisa, we'll spell out the shitas again, and we'll get to Allah Lamaisa, what's going to be with Kabbalah Shabbos, with making a t'nai, and all the Allah Lamaisa when it comes to this, and then we'll move on to other sugyas. Have a great day, everyone.